giant Russian grizzly, at large in a land it owns. Siberia's Kamchatka Peninsula. This is what life has always looked like here. And at the top of the food chain, the bears are playful, content, and masters of their universe. But for Ursus arctos horribilis, the horrible bear, life is by no means easy. Waking from his 6-month hibernation, this 10-foot male has lost 300 pounds of strength, and regaining it is going to be a challenge. He must travel for as much as 100 miles over some of the roughest terrain on Earth to Lake Kurilskoye. Each spring, the yearly salmon migration draws countless bears to the shores of this 1,000-feet-deep volcanic caldera. Ago, these fish were hatchlings who left Kamchatka to circumnavigate the Pacific. It's a journey of 10,000 miles, and instinct is their only passport. Their life cycle at an end, they use an incredibly advanced sense of smell to find the very headwaters where they first saw life, to start the cycle again. This is a life urge at its clearest, plump and ruddy salmon, engorged with roe, on the last and most urgent trip of their lives. They were born with this day in mind. Bears see incoming salmon in the same way that African lions regard herds of wildebeest. Not creatures, but cavalries. And the salmon operate the same way as the great African herds. There's safety in numbers. Virtually identical, their shapes and coloring confuse and daze their predators. Confused hunters are inefficient hunters. But by the time the salmon get to the end of their 10,000-mile run, they are so weak that catching them seems effortless. Almost pointless. Even an awkward young male can do it. It's every bear's task to gain as much weight as possible during these long summery days. A salmon weighs about 5 pounds at this stage, much of it fat, eggs, and oily skin. All told, one bear will add 300 pounds over the summer. That means consuming over 2,600 salmon, some 13,000 pounds of fish. Could these creatures be more formidable? Ripping teeth, 5-inch claws, crushing shoulder muscles. They are natural killers. Within days, both male and female salmon will die. But not before ensuring that this ritual will be performed again, 5 years down the road, by their offspring. The salmon dies so others may live. In effect, the fish migration injects 13 million pounds of protein and fat into the lake. Relaxing under the constant sun, for every bear, these are the best of times.